Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, April 28th, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere on Earth from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. It is streaming live today to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, a very special program today. We are going to talk to some honors students from Farmington Schools. And in fact, when I say Farmington Schools, I mean all Farmington Schools. In fact, we've got a whole 13 folks, principals and students and Superintendent Eugene Schmidt on our Zoom call this morning. So a bunch of folks ready to share their stories with us coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Looking forward to that. Then, of course, later on this morning, we'll be talking with Dr. Mike Hadabaugh from the Encouragement Lab. Dr. Hadabaugh, always joining me with some good words of advice, and this week is no different. We'll have more coming up this morning at 8:50 a.m., of course, on the radio, online, and on our social media platforms. Then next hour, it's our classical music program, Roving with the Arts, and Mick Hess today is featuring some opera music from the great Pavarotti. You'll hear that coming up this morning, 9:06 a.m. on KSJE, a special 90-minute version of Roving with the Arts. And that'll take us to 10:30, and right on Four Corners, it's our local and regional author program with Tracy Hales Vass, and Tracy is speaking with Jeff Habinger this morning. He is the author of two books that are now out called Untouchable and Unavoidable. She'll be talking with him about both of these mysteries coming up this morning at 10:30 a.m. on KSJE's Right on Four Corners program. Don't forget, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And let's talk about the weather forecast, shall we? Outside right now, it is mostly sunny at the moment, 39 degrees in Farmington. And let's check in with our weather intern from the CLEAR program here at San Juan College, Rolando Yazzi, with the rest of the forecast. Rolando.
Well, good morning, Scott, and good morning, everybody tuning in here and right now. And let's take a look at your five-day forecast, shall we? For today, partly cloudy in the morning, the becoming scattered showers and thunderstorms. The afternoon, high of 63. Tonight, mostly clear, the becoming isolated showers later in the night, low of 38. Thursday, warm and sunny, high of 73. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 43. Friday, very warm, sunny, and bright with a high of 79. Friday night, clear skies with a low of 49. Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 84. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 52. Sunday, breezy with partly cloudy skies with a high of 80. And for Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 49. I'm Rolando Yazzi reporting your five-day outlook on 90.9 KSJE.
Very good, Rolando. Thank you very much. That's Rolando Yazzi with us this morning right here and with the weather forecast. Appreciate that. Looking forward to the showers when they come. And let's get to our program this morning. And let me introduce the first of our many, many guests this morning. Dr. Eugene Schmidt is joining us via Zoom this morning. Dr. Schmidt, it's always great to see you. And thank you for joining me this morning.
Scott, it's a delight. It's going to be a great show. I feel like I get to be a listener with the rest of the county today, but I, you know, to just kind of set the stage as we introduce some of Farmington's finest, know that we can track graduations in Farmington back to 1907. And I'm sure that there were graduates before then, but the annuals didn't begin at that time. So, but this is a long line of Farmington graduates, a great line of academics. It is, I was thinking that I wish my picture wasn't, I wish that it was fireworks going off because we're celebrating these young people that are just on their way to doing great things. So like you, Scott, I'm interested in hearing their stories. And so I'm going to step away for a few minutes.
Well, that's all right. Very good, Dr. Schmidt. I was going to say 1907. I think that was the year right before I got on the radio here in Farmington, maybe a couple of years before that. But anyway, it's great to have them on the program with us this morning, and also these great principals from the Associated High Schools, of course. And so let's start with Farmington High School. Principal Tim Kienitz is joining us this morning to talk about his honor students and honor graduates from Farmington High School. Principal Kienitz, good morning. It's always great to see you, of course, as well.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here with you. Thank you.
You bet. And if you wouldn't mind introducing your two honor students who are with us this morning.
Sure. Let me start. This is Charlie Nystrom and Ryan Chang, and they're our honor graduates and honor students. Boy, I'll start with Charlie, and she is a part of our Key Club at Farmington High School. And I think she's at least a two-sport athlete. I know in soccer and in track, but an AP scholar with honor. She won that award, and she's amazing, and always a delight to have at school and in class. So and then Ryan Chang is our involved. Both of them involved in our National Honor Society. He's part of an integral part of our baseball team. And he won the National Merit Finalist. He was a National Merit Finalist for us at Farmington High School. So I'm really proud of both of these students.
And you should be. No kidding. Well, it's great to have them here on the program with us this morning. Let's let them have a few words as well, if you wouldn't mind. Charlie Nystrom, can we start with you?
Yes.
Good morning.
As Mr. Peanut said, I am a multi-sport athlete. I'm currently in golf and swim right now. I actually have a golf tournament later today.
Good for you. And what are your plans for post-graduation?
Post-graduation, I plan to attend the Colorado School of Mines in Golden, Colorado, and I'm going to major in biomedical engineering.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for being with us. Any thoughts from the last year? As Dr. Schmidt said, this has been kind of a unique year for all of the students everywhere. What's your takeaways after this year?
Honestly, this was a really tough year, but I really think it's prepared us to adapt to the change that we're going to be experiencing when we go to college, because this has shown us something that no one's ever experienced before. And I think we've really dealt with the challenges well, and I think that's going to help us when we go off to college.
Very good. Well, thank you, Charlie Nystrom, for joining us this morning, honors graduate from Farmington High School. Ryan Chang, let's hear from you this morning as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me a little bit about your studies.
About my plans?
Yes, please.
Okay. So immediately after high school, I still have to play baseball for a few more months. So that's what I'm going to do right after graduation. But in the future, I plan on attending the University of Southern California. And I am on a pre-med track and planning on studying neuroscience.
Good for you. Very good. And so with baseball, how many more games do you think you have, or how long is the schedule going to go? I know that's been kind of another change to this very strange year.
I think we still have 16 more games, and we play until the 18th of June, and that's assuming we don't make the state tournament. If we do make the state tournament, we play even longer than that.
Let's be positive.
I think we will.
You'll be playing longer than that.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Very good. Let's go to Piedra Vista High School now. Principal Kelly Thur is joining us this morning. Principal Thur, good morning. Great to have you on the program as well.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here, and I really appreciate you giving our students an opportunity to kind of represent themselves and their schools. The two that that we brought with us this morning, a couple of our honor graduates. Start off with Cora Mullins. For those of you applying for scholarships, good luck, because Cora seems to be applying for every one of them. Seems like she's probably got some big plans for all those scholarships. And then also Maxwell Bales. If you don't know Max, Max has probably taken just as many college classes as he has classes at high school, taking the full advantage of those opportunities through dual credit and getting ready for his college career. So with that, I do thank them for joining us, and I look forward to them sharing some of their comments.
Right, me too. So let's hear from them. Thank you very much, Principal Thur. Cora Mullins, would you mind going first this morning? Good morning, and talk to us a little bit about your senior year. How's it been?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's definitely been a strange year. I'm currently in tennis right now, and like Ryan said, we're going into mid-June, which is very strange.
Right, and but I bet it feels good to get back on the courts and to be active.
Yes, definitely. Last year, our season got cut short, so it's definitely great to be back.
Wonderful. And what are your plans post-graduation? What are you going to do in the summer and the fall?
So I'm going to be attending Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, Arizona, as a student in their Honors College, and I'll be studying psychology. I hope to be a therapist or a counselor.
Very good. Well, good for you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. That is Cora Mullins from Piedra Vista High School. Let's hear also from Maxwell Bales, who is with us this morning as well, another PV grad. Maxwell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Scott?
I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for being here. What are your plans, or how's your senior year been going?
Oh, it's definitely been a change, but change is good. We persevered. We made it through. I think we got like 3 more weeks left, so...
Not that you're counting. Not that you're counting, but 3 weeks.
Yeah, not definitely counting.
Right. And so what are your plans for the fall?
So yesterday, I officially committed. I'll be attending Yale University up in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, I think we may have heard about that school.
As of now, I'm going to major in molecular biochemistry and biophysics, and then a second major in Spanish, but... Check with me at the end of sophomore year when I have to decide, and we'll see where I'm at then.
Okay. We will do that. So thank you very much, and congratulations to you.
And thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
You bet. You bet. Very good. Let me backtrack just a minute and go back to Principal Tim Kienitz to talk a bit about your graduation plans. Principal Kienitz, if you wouldn't mind, just to kind of update our audiences on Farmington High School's graduation plans. I know they all are related to whatever color the county is in at the moment, but so for now, what are you planning to do for graduation?
Right. So yeah, May 18th, Hutch Stadium will be out there, and come rain or shine, I guess we've the last 2 years kind of had some different graduations with being soaked 2 years ago, and then last year being kind of a curbside graduation. So now we'll be at Hutch Stadium, 7 o'clock. And we'll be passing out diplomas to students there. So yeah, if we're in red, then you know we won't be able to have participants as we've been trying to make sure that our plans adjust to the color codes in the state. So if we're in yellow, then we'll have you know a certain number of tickets, and up to green and turquoise as far as a number of tickets that we'll be able to give out to our seniors. But we'll be there with our seniors. We'll be on the field. It's always an exciting time for us.
Very, very much so. That's very true. Thank you very much. And Principal Thur, same question about PV's graduation plans and what's going to be going on there.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to something more traditional than what we've had the last year. You know, having to take that, like Principal Keenan said, with the sidebar, with the curbside type graduation, the virtual ceremony. We're looking forward to our graduation on May 20th, and ours starts at 7:30. And again, just to reiterate, we're really anticipating hopefully a county color where we can provide some opportunities for people to attend and spectate and cheer on these graduates and celebrate this moment with them as well. So hopefully the news is good coming out of our 2 weeks before graduation, that we can provide that opportunity. And again, our graduation begins at 7:30. We're working on some stream options. I know that Mr. Keenitz is as well. Opportunities for people who may not get a ticket to come in to at least view and celebrate in the moment through some kind of streaming resource. And we'll be communicating all that information here very shortly.
All right. As we say in the radio business, stay tuned, everybody.
Yep.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you both. Let me turn to Rosinante High School Principal Peter Deswood. Mr. Deswood, it's always great to have you on the program as well to talk about your honor graduates, and then afterwards we'll talk a bit about your graduation plans as well. But Principal Deswood, good morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott, for having us and honoring our students here in Farmington and having them tell their stories with the community. Again, I want to thank you for that. So for Rosinante, we do have two students, Bailey Thompson and Zeke Christensen. Both students have been at Rosinante for 4 years and have engaged in our project-based learning and various different hands-on learning activities within our school. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to them at this point.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Principal Deswood. And Bailey Thompson, good morning. Can we start with you? Let's talk about your senior year.
I really haven't been able to do them in person. I've been having to do them online, which makes it a little bit more difficult, but I've been able to manage.
Very good. Well, that's true. And so your plans for the summer or post-graduation, are you looking forward to being done with school?
Yeah.
What a question to ask you with your principal on the same call. I apologize. That wasn't very nice, but... But congratulations, that's a great accomplishment. So what are your plans after school?
I plan to go to San Juan College and do their occupational therapy program.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to you. I look forward to seeing you here on campus when you get here. How's that?
Sounds great.
Very good. And let me turn to our other honor student from Rosinante High School, Ezekiel Christensen. Good morning, Ezekiel. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Morning. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. Talk to me a little bit about your senior year. How's it been?
It's been a pretty okay senior year. A lot of change. Not quite ready for that yet, but so far it's been good. As long as I think I'll be fine as long as we get an in-person graduation. So
we're all hoping for that. You bet. That's true. And after graduation, what's next for you?
So I'm looking at probably doing a 2-year mission for my church, Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. After which I'm hoping to come back, and then I'm not sure which trade school yet, but I'll probably go to a trade school and study in diesel mechanics.
Okay. Good for you. Very good. Well, congratulations, and good luck with all those things and all that traveling.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you very much for being here. And Principal Deswood, can we come back to talk to you a little bit about graduation plans for your Rosinante seniors?
Absolutely. Very similar to Tim at Farmington High and Kelly at PV. We actually are switching our graduation this year to the Hutch as well, so up at Farmington High. Ours will be held May 19th at 6 p.m., and it will be outdoor and very similar to what Tim and Kelly said. Depending on the color of the county, we'll go accordingly. We do have plans, which we'll be presenting to the Farmington Municipal School Board on May 11th, so that way it's out there. And once that's happened, our families and students will hear more details about our plans. Thank you, Scott.
Alrighty. Very good. Thank you very much, Principal Deswood. Again, always great to hear from you and have you on the program. And last but certainly not least, from just literally down the hall here at San Juan College, from San Juan College High School, Principal Seth Martinez is joining us this morning. Principal Martinez, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Talk to me a little bit about your students. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to echo everyone's sentiments. This is just always a great venue for honoring our FMS students. So I want to thank you for that. Our two students that we have here today, I'm just really excited to introduce Robin Curtis and Nathaniel Job. And Robin is both students, top tier of their class. Robin is selected as our Griffin Scholar, which is a new tradition at San Juan College High School. So this honor allows her to speak to her senior class during graduation. It encompasses students with, you know, perseverance, academic success, confidence, commitment, responsibility, all those things that attribute, you know, to what a Griffin Scholar may be. And on top of it, both of these students have been enveloped in college coursework for 2.5 years after completing, which, how you know, we finish our high school in about 2 years. And so I'll let them speak to the degrees that they're also finishing their high school education with. And Nathaniel Jobe, also top tier of his class as well, highly decorated in science fair, currently getting ready for the International Science Fair participation. I'll let him talk about phage isolation because I can't explain that. But he was also recently published in the New Mexico Academy of Science Journal. And so we're really proud of that. And we've got a big trophy in our front office with his name on it. So Robin Curtis and Nathaniel Jobe from Sandlin College High School.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Well, let's hear from both of them. Robin Curtis, can we go to you first? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you. Talk to me a little bit about your experience this last year.
Oh, it's been so crazy. I've just been trying to keep up with work, especially online, but I'm trying to hang in there.
Right, of course. And so you, as your principal mentioned, you're going to be graduating here in the next few weeks, right? And also graduating then from San Juan College as well.
Yeah, I will be double majoring in pre-health sciences and biology.
Good for you. Congratulations. And so the going through San Juan College High School, I mean, we know it's a very rigorous 4 years. And so looking back, how was it for you?
I really enjoyed my time there. I loved it so much. I really got out of my comfort zone and I sort of just like kind of grew as a person, and I'm so grateful for that.
Very good. And so your plans are to hit the workforce, go on to school. What are you planning to do?
Yeah, I plan on attending UNM, University of New Mexico, in the fall, and I will be studying dental medicine.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Let's go to your counterpart as well, Nathaniel Jobe. Good morning, and talk to me a little bit about your senior year.
Yeah, so my senior year has been kind of busy, trying to keep up with the college coursework and then just doing other clubs like Science Olympiad, Science Fair, making sure those are working.
Right. Right. And so when you say kind of busy, I think it's probably been really busy. But yeah. And from what Principal Martinez was saying, can you explain your science project to the rest of us?
Yeah. So I was trying to isolate a type of virus from soil samples. They infect bacteria and they're called bacteriophages. So I was just trying to find some in any soil samples or water samples, and it didn't work right.
It didn't, but you still got some recognition, it sounds like.
I did. I'll be doing the international fair next week as judging.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. And so your plans, again, you'll be graduating with both your high school and San Juan College diplomas here in the next couple of weeks. So congratulations for that. And what are your plans next?
So this summer, I'm supposed to be attending a microbiology internship down at NMSU. And then come this fall, I'll be attending New Mexico Tech.
Excellent. And what are you planning to study there?
Biology.
Very good. Well, congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. And Mr. Martinez, again, your students excelling in almost every way at San Juan College High School. So congratulations. And your graduation plans, can you share those with us this morning?
Absolutely. So we've been working for several weeks now, as you know, Scott, because we've involved you in our ceremony plans as well. But May 14th at 6:00 p.m. we'll be graduating in the plaza here at San Juan College. And just like all the other high schools, we're waiting, you know, as patiently as we can on the health orders on May 5th. And so that'll dictate what it looks like for us. But we've informed our seniors that regardless, we'll be able to graduate, whether it be streaming with no spectators or hopefully spectators in our audience. But we'll be here at San Juan College, and you'll have the privilege of reading these two names of these these San Juan College High School students.
I am looking forward to that, and thank you for giving me that privilege. So thank you very much, and that'll be wonderful. Dr. Schmidt, let me bring you back into the conversation this morning, as we've heard from all these great grads from all four Farmington High Schools as they prepare for graduation, and their principals who are beaming with pride. Give me some of your thoughts this morning, Dr. Schmidt.
Yes, I would begin with just really proud, not only of these people who are representatives of your class, but all the seniors scattered throughout Farmington Municipal School System. It is a labor of love that you do these many years in our school system, and we wish you well in your future endeavors, because you're just on a pathway that just speaks to the rising stars that you are. And so I congratulate you all, and perhaps one day when you are doing your senior graduation practice, you can sneak down to the central office and I'll take your picture underneath the Farmington Municipal sign to share with our community.
There you go. I think that would be great, Dr. Schmidt. And so thank you very much. And thank you all for joining us this morning. It's always great to hear from students who are going to school, of course, and dealing with this last year, which has been a little bit different, unique, challenging, all those words apply. And so for the principals, let me come back to you all to just add your final thoughts this morning, getting through this year and looking for ahead to next year. What are you preparing for? Principal Keenan, let's start with you.
Yeah, just so amazed at the resiliency of our students and going through the challenges of these last year and a half or more, and just really impressed with them. And yeah, as we know, these students are gonna go far, do well, and represent our community well. Just really proud of them.
Very true, very true. Principal Thur, for looking ahead to the fall again, since what you've been through, what are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, with this year, we haven't had the connection with our students as educators that we'd like to have. So we're really looking forward to next year, really planning reestablishing some of those traditions and the Panther pride. Once a Panther, always a Panther, and really working on the culture with our students and our staff.
Very good. Thank you very much. Principal Deswood, let me come back to you again at Rocinante. As this year comes to a close, I know you and your staff and your teachers are probably already thinking about next year.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is having more students back in the building and working with them, like Mr. Thur said, building those relationships and getting them involved with our community, helping them learn and hands-on learning here. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. And Mr. Martinez, Principal Martinez, San Juan College High School, getting ready in the fall. You'll have a new group of incoming freshmen. And what are your thoughts about the next school year?
Yeah, it's just for us, we've been looking at finishing strong. I think our students have really been dedicated, and we talk about perseverance a lot this year, just in terms of the pandemic and the learning associated with it. But it's a matter of us, seeing this last group through graduation and then trying to reestablish that same culture of academic success with the incoming group. And so our focus will shift into that mode going into the fall.
Very good. Well, but for right now, we celebrate all of your seniors and all of your graduates who'll be walking across whatever stage it is, virtual, in person, what have you, in front of whatever audience is allowed, whether you're virtual, streaming, or in person, over the next several weeks. So congratulations to all of you and to all of the students who are with us on the call this morning. Thank you all very much, Dr. Schmidt. I know you will be at each of these graduation ceremonies, as well as probably representatives of the school board as well.
Yes, and let me share you are great role models. You have chosen wonderful careers to pursue. But in the event that you say, you know what, I'd love to come back to Farmington as a teacher in science, math, engineering, consider this your invite to an interview when you finish your schooling.
Nice plug. I like that, Dr. Schmidt. Very good. Well, thank you all very much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Again, I think this was a record number of guests on the program this morning, and it went very smoothly, and I really appreciate everyone getting up early to join us this morning. So thank you all very, very much. Thank you. All of our principals, all of our students, and Dr. Eugene Schmidt, of course, the superintendent of school with the Farmington School District. I'm Scott Micklin. The time right now is 8:39. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.